Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne.
There has been much heated discussion over the indwelling of God's Holy Spirit. Pentecostals and other charismatics argue that the Holy Spirit supernaturally indwells Christians and guides them into knowing what God expects of them. I often hear television evangelists boasting of the Holy Spirit's miraculous indwelling. But does the Holy Spirit indwell Christians in ways God and Christ do not? I'm not for one moment denying the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Paul assured the Roman Christians, "But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his." Romans 8:9. The Apostle John wanted his readers to know that whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwells in him, and he in God. 1 John 4:15. We cannot deny God's indwelling in Christians unless we totally discount the teaching of Scripture. Paul asks, "What agreement has the temple of God with idols?" He then affirms, "For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people." 2 Corinthians 6:16. The Apostle John emphasized the same truth. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwells in us, and His love is perfected in us. Hereby we know that we dwell in Him, and He in us, because He has given us of His Spirit. 1 John 4:12-13. Paul prayed that Christ would dwell by faith in the hearts of the Ephesians. Ephesians 3:17. The indwelling was not supernatural. God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit dwell in us as God's Word guides our lives. Is that not what Paul meant when he wrote, "Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." Colossians 3:16. If God and Christ dwell in us by faith, does the Holy Spirit dwell in some other way? If He does, would that not make division within the Godhead? Students of 1 John realize that the word dwell is one of the keys to understanding the writings of the Apostle John. The word appears 40 times in John alone and 22 times in 1 John. The word is also translated abide and continue. Jesus charged His disciples, "Abide in Me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can you, except you abide in Me." John 15:4. John also urges his fellow Christians, "He who says he abides in Him, ought himself also so to walk, even as He walked." 1 John 2:6. Incidentally, if we have to abide in Christ, we are not saved by grace alone, through faith alone. God's indwelling in us and our indwelling in Him are conditional. If we do not imitate our Lord's behavior, God does not make His abode in us. In other words, if we do not dwell in Him, He will not dwell in us. The Apostle John asked, "But whoso has this world's goods and sees his brother have need, and shuts up his heart of compassion from him, how dwells the love of God in him?" 1 John 3:17. And how can we say we are honestly confessing Christ if we fail to abide in His commandments? I have one final question for you to consider. If we must abide in God for Him to abide in us, how do we get into Christ? Paul provides an answer no one should miss. "For by one Spirit are you all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit." 1 Corinthians 12:13. My friend, if you're not in Christ, will you not obey Him today? Thank you, and may God bless you.